Hello, you guys. Welcome to another episode of my podcast, Things Could Be Worse. I'm your host, Bailey Diedrich, and today I'm sitting here, and you may be noticing, if you're watching visually, that I look a little bit tan. If you follow me on TikTok and Instagram and whatever, you may know that I've been on a trip. Actually, I feel like I've talked, maybe I don't even know if I really talked about it much leading up to it, but basically I was in Puerto Rico for the last week with my boyfriend, my boyfriend's brother, and my boyfriend's brother's girlfriend, and we had such an amazing time. So today I kind of just want to talk through the trip, tell you everything that we did, my favorite parts, my least favorite parts, just, I don't know, it was such an amazing trip. I really want to talk about it. And then I also kind of want to do like a little life update. I want to talk to you guys about how things are looking for me in the next couple weeks, because I literally move next week and there is so much to do, so much to talk about, so much to figure out in general. So this episode might be a little all over the place, but it's really just like a little update chit chat episode. It's not like an advice episode or me answering your questions, but I just feel like it'll be nice to sit down and chat because I feel like I haven't recorded an episode in so long. But my energy levels are significantly lower than usual. I honestly feel like I am in a dream or like I'm on drugs because I got back at 4 a.m. last night. We flew into an airport like 2 hours away and then we just decided to drive home to like during the nighttime. We could have stayed overnight, but I just wanted to get home as fast as possible. I didn't want to worry about sleeping and waking up in the morning and then having to drive. So we just like, I'm literally slurring. Like I can't even speak. I'm so tired. We just thought it would be better to drive home after the flight, like right after the flight at night, even if it was really late. And I'm really glad I did because I got to sleep in my own bed. I had freshly washed sheets. Like I washed my sheets and put them on my bed. Didn't sleep in them even once right before I left. And then when I got home, I was like, I'm going to take a shower. I'm going to hop right in bed. I had literally the best sleep of my life, even though I only let myself sleep for like 5 hours and 45 minutes because I know that I have a lot to do and I can't be sleeping all day because I still woke up at like 11 and like that's still late, you know what I mean? But I had to get some sleep. So starting with the trip, it was actually just me and my boyfriend that flew down to Puerto Rico first, and we went to Milwaukee where the airport is the night before we left because our flight was super early at like 6 a.m and we actually stayed at Leo's brother's house, and they're the ones that went with us. So it's Jack and Maddie. That's who else went with us. So we stayed at Jack and Maddie's, and then that morning we Ubered to the airport super early. Our flights went okay. The first one was fine, and then when we landed in Miami for our layover, we had like a 2-hour delay on our flight. It wasn't a super big deal, and it was nice kind of just being able to sit there, and we got food and we watched like an episode of our show, so it wasn't too bad. And then eventually we landed in San Juan, Puerto Rico, and I think it was around like 7 p.m. So it was kind of late when we got there. And then we Ubered to our Airbnb, which was downtown Old San Juan. So freaking cute, you guys. This is like the cutest town ever. I don't know why I'm so obsessed with it, but I am. They kept all of like the old architecture from when like Spain originally started like building there. Like it is the most beautiful, like colorful architecture. It's so pretty. So we got to the Airbnb, we kind of showered, chilled, we just sat there for a minute, and then we walked down and we got some food. We really didn't do much. We stumbled into like a bar that was like right on the water, which was really cool. They were about to close though, so we just got one drink and then left, and then I think we just went home because we were so exhausted from our long day of travel. The second day, however, was a lot more jam-packed. We actually saw pretty much all of Old San Juan. We walked all over. We woke up in the morning and we just kind of started walking. It's kind of one of those places where you just like walk and you'll find so many amazing things. So we kind of walked down by the water and there was a few different cruise ships that were docking. So there was a bunch of like cruise people coming off, and there was a bunch of like stands with jewelry and art, and there was food stands, and it was really cool down there. It was just like a very poppin' place. There was tons of people. It was really cool. I love stuff like that. And then, yeah, we kind of just walked all through the town. We saw a bunch of, like, the historical monuments and, like, the Capitol building. And then we found, like, a fruit stand and we got some fruit for, like, it was technically, like, our breakfast. We had a granola bar and some snacks right when we woke up, but we really just, like, didn't want to go sit down and, like, waste our morning at, like, a long breakfast, you know, like, sit-down restaurant type of thing. So we just kind of started walking and then we got some fruit and then, like, some other stuff. And then I think, what did we eat? Oh, we went to this place that was right by our Airbnb and we got fish tacos for like a lunch type of thing. They were the best fish tacos I've ever had. They were so good. They like the sauce on them was so delicious. After we ate, we went back to the Airbnb to kind of just chill for a second and freshen up since we were literally right next to our Airbnb. Like where we ate was right next to it. And it felt nice to just kind of sit down because we had done so much walking at this point. I'm not even kidding. Like we walked all over Old San Juan, which I don't know if you know, but it's not like a big place. Like it's pretty easy to walk all over, but it was still like a full day of walking. But one of the highlights of this day for me, after we went back to the room and kind of freshened up, we wanted to go somewhere and watch the sunset this night. So I kind of was like doing some research. I was like looking on like the west side of the coast because you know the sunset's in the west. So I was like looking and I was like trying to figure out where we could go. And there's this like cool I don't even know what it is. Monument. It's called Castillo San Felipe de Moro, and it's basically a very, very old castle. I don't know. I don't really know the history of it, but it was super awesome to see. So I was like, I really want to go see that. So when I put in my location, I had us walk to this place on the map called Save a Gato, which is Save a Cat, and we just walked to it, and it took us down like the most beautiful street we had seen all day. It was such a pretty area. The buildings were so pretty, and the best part is there was gatos everywhere, everywhere. There were stray cats all over. They were like sitting on top of parked cars. They were just like chilling in the grass. It was so cute. I love cats all of a sudden. I spent my birthday weekend in Minnesota at one of my friend's sister's houses, and she is like fostering two cats right now, and these cats were the cutest freaking cats ever, and they loved me. And I've never had an experience where like a cat loves me, because you know how cats are usually very like stingy with who they like they love their owners, and that's pretty much it. I've never felt super drawn to cats because no cats have ever liked me, but the cats liked me, so I really want a cat now, and I am a cat person all of a sudden. So seeing a bunch of little gatos everywhere was so cute. And then we kind of just like walked up the coast along the water to the Castillo, whatever castle thing. And the entire time we were walking, the sun was slowly setting. It was such a beautiful view. And yeah, after that, Jack and Maddie actually got into Puerto Rico. So we met them down at a restaurant that our Uber driver recommended to us, and we got some food. And then we kind of just walked around some more. And then I don't know if we went to a bar or not. Oh yeah, we did. That was the night we walked up to an Arian Soul. Oh, okay, speak English, bitch. We walked up to this street in Old San Juan that is like known for being like the bar street, and there was like a whole line of bars, and we stopped in a few different ones. We met some girls from like Michigan, which was really cool. It's always fun when you're traveling, like not even overseas, I guess. Like it's not even, is it overseas? No, it's literally part of the US. But like whenever you're traveling somewhere that's like not within the US, technically, you know what I'm saying? Puerto Rico is part of it, but whenever you're going someplace that's not mainland America, you always feel so like happy and like connected when you like meet somebody that's especially from the Midwest. Like I'm from Wisconsin, I live in Wisconsin. So when you meet somebody from like Minnesota or Michigan or Illinois or whatever, it's always the coolest thing, and you guys like just feel connected somehow. So that was fun. Nothing really significant happened after that. We kind of just went back, and then the next morning we woke up freaking early, early. I am not a morning person. I don't wake up early, and I was really scared for this because I knew that we'd be waking up early a lot of the days and like really, you know, going like you're on vacation, wake up early and experience as much of the town that you're in as possible. Or that's, you know what I'm saying? Like wake up early, you're gonna get the most, wow. If you wake up early, you're gonna get the most out of your trip, right? So I was a little bit scared, but I was like, I'm gonna do it. Honestly, I was perfectly fine. Like I was so tired by the time that night came around that I was ready to sleep. Because that's always my big problem. I'm not tired enough to sleep at night, and that's why I stay up so late. But since I was being so drained by like the sun and by all of the things we were doing, it was easy for me to go to bed early. So the next morning we woke up super early and we left our Airbnb. We met up with Jack and Maddie at a parking garage because they had rented a car so that we could drive all the way across to like the east coast of Puerto Rico. So we got in their car and we road tripped about an hour-ish to the El Yunque rainforest, and we literally spent the entire day like hiking through the rainforest, and it was the coolest experience ever. It was so beautiful. We saw so many cool things like waterfalls. There was a bunch of different like rock places you could go and swim. There was like rock slides. It was honestly so great, and we did it on our own without a tour, which was really nice. And since we did go super early in the morning, we kind of beat all of the tour groups. So normally it's like a pretty packed area and it's full of like tourists and people on these like tour group things, but we were able to like get there before all of them and kind of just like have the rainforest to ourselves in a way, and it was super awesome. Saw a bunch of cool stuff. We drove to like the other side of the rainforest, or like a different side of it, a different entrance, and we went swimming and like more rock things, and we hiked up super high up these big rocks where literally nobody else was. Leo like went off and he like found this little area while we were sitting down where like everybody was. He like just kept walking up, and we kept like, the farther we walked, the more beautiful it got. So we just like kept hiking up these rocks, and it was so awesome. After we left the rainforest, we had to head straight to the East Coast, like actually on the water, to catch a ferry, because the second part of our trip was going over to Culebra, which is a smaller island next to Puerto Rico. It's part of Puerto Rico, but it's like not connected to the mainland. There is a few different islands out there, and I literally am in love. Like, I would move there type of thing. Like, it was such a beautiful place. All of the people were so friendly. Like, there was not a bunch of like white people. I'm not saying this in like any type of way, right? But there was not a bunch of white people. Like, it was really like, it seemed very much like it was the locals, and it was like other Puerto Ricans that were from the main island that were visiting. Like, they take vacations there, or like weekend trips, whatever. And I'm always iffy like going to a new place, because sometimes, you know, I've been to places where the locals don't seem to like the fact that you're a tourist, and this could not be farther from the truth when we got to anywhere in Puerto Rico, actually, but specifically Culebra. Everything is so tight-knit there, and it's just like all so community-based that they're just like so welcoming, and they were literally like taking food off of their plates to like let us try it before we would order it type of thing. Like, they were so nice. So I definitely want to go back, and I want to go to the other island that's next to Culebra, that's a little bit closer to the main island, but it was so awesome. It was so awesome. So it's about an hour and a half, hour 45 minute ferry ride over there, and it was very choppy. We dealt with a lot of wind issues the entire time we were there. It was like 20 mile per hour winds, which kind of sucked because it made the waves like really big, and like the ocean was literally a workout. Like, if you wanted to go into the ocean, you were like fighting for your life basically. Like, it was still safe, but it was definitely like big waves, rip current type of situation on like one side of the island. So whatever, we found like a good calm place to swim to. But then the other issue with big waves is there isn't like big fishing boats on Culebra. It's very like small, like local, like a guy just goes out and like fishes, and he sells his fish that he catches to the local restaurants. It's like very small, like a very small operation, I guess. So the fishing boats aren't big enough to bring out to fish when it's super choppy and windy. So there wasn't a bunch of fresh fish, which I'm not a big fish person, but Leo and his brother love fish, and they were like super sad that they couldn't get, I don't know if it was like snapper or something, they really wanted like red snapper, so that kind of sucked. But also I will say the wind helped with the bugs. We didn't really have too many issues with like mosquitoes, which I heard going into it was going to be like, there's a lot of mosquitoes, and I hate mosquitoes, and mosquitoes love me. So the wind helped with the bugs, and also it made it cooler because it was like 80 degrees every single day, UV 11. I am in Wisconsin in the winter, and I've been here for 6 months. Like, I've barely taken any like winter vacations. So it was my first time being that hot in a while. So the wind really helped me feel comfortable in the heat. But yeah, it was super windy. So the ride out there was super choppy, and there was like people getting seasick and stuff. It was like a big ferry boat, and we were like on the top, like just like roasting in the sun. And it was honestly, it was a good little trip. I literally just had like a coughing attack. I feel like the second that I stepped foot into Wisconsin, I got sick again. I don't know, like, I was so healthy. Like, I didn't feel an ounce of like a cough or a sore throat or anything when I was in Puerto Rico. And literally the second I get back, I feel sick again. Like, I need to move. This place is not good for you. Like, I swear, this is not good for you. It does not feel good here at all. Anyways, we rented a golf cart when we were in Culebra for the first couple of days. So after we got off the ferry, Jack went and got our golf cart and picked us up. And then we went to our Airbnb, which was like 10 minutes away from where the ferry landed. did. And it was like up this dirt path into the hills, into the mountains. And we stayed in these like little renovated trailer, like camper things. So cool, like literally amazing. The only bad part about it was like the bathroom situation. The toilet, it's a camper toilet, so like you can't flush paper or you can't flush toilet paper in it. It's one of those where like you just like push the pedal and like the bottom like goes from underneath, so like not super like comfortable using the shitter. And the shower was super small, and like the hot water had some issues, but that's really like the only negative things I can say about our Airbnbs. Me and Leo stayed in one, and then Jack and Maddie stayed in one that was like just like 20 feet away from us, and you just like walk down this little hill. They were super nice. It was perfect for what we needed, but I'm glad that we had a golf cart because it was very difficult to get up there. It was kind of in like the middle of nowhere, and it was like a little far away from the little town that's there. And the little town is a little town. Like, let me tell you, I think like 2,000 people live on this island only. And the island is really small, but it's a lot bigger. Like when you're actually on it, it feels a lot bigger than you think it would. But most of the island is just like nature. It's like mountains and trees, and there's like a nature refuge there or something, like a national park type of situation, protecting the wildlife or whatever. I don't know what a refuge is. It's like a wildlife refuge, so it can't be touched. Like it's all just like nature. And then there's like one area of the island, at least that we saw, that's like more, you know, developed. And there's like restaurants and schools and shops and stuff. But there's not a lot. Like there's probably 10 restaurants on this entire island. But it's super cool. It's so awesome. So that first night after we checked into our Airbnb and took a shower and all that, we went to dinner at, well, we tried to go to this place called Dingy Dock. And we got there and there was like an hour wait like to get a table. And we were so hungry at this point. Like we had barely eaten all day, so we were just like, you know what, let's go somewhere else. And then we tried this other place and it was like closed, I think. And then we accidentally stumbled into the best restaurant that we had the entire time we were there, and I literally don't even know the name of it, but I got like a shrimp pasta type of thing. Leo got like grouper and shrimp, like chef special. Maddie got mahi mahi. Jack got like a steak. It was all really good food, and I mean, we were starving, so maybe it tasted better just because of how hungry we were. But even like the appetizers, we got like a spicy crab appetizer and like coconut shrimp. It was so good. After dinner, we went to this little bar. I think there's literally like three bars on the entire island as well, and one is called like El Bati or something, Bati. And it's literally just where like all of the locals go. We asked a guy, or Jack asked a guy, like right when we got there, I guess, at like the golf cart rental place. He asked like, what do you guys do for fun here, whatever, and the local told him about this bar. So we went there that night and it was super fun. They had like games, like we were playing ginormous Jenga outside on the patio. There was like pool tables, there was a whole bunch of different games. They also serve food, and what's really cool is there's like a basketball court right behind the bar, and there was like kids playing basketball. There was like stray dogs just like chilling on the court. We were talking to, we're not talking to, but we were hanging out with the stray dogs. The next day our plan was to go to Flamenco Beach, which is rated one of like the top 10 beaches in the world, I'm pretty sure. And I completely am on board with that. Like I have never seen a beach so beautiful in my entire life. The water was so blue. The beach was so white. The sand was so soft. There was no garbage. There was no like huge condo hotel buildings right in the middle of the beach. Like I feel like every single beach in America is just ruined by like development and like commercialization of it. So like there's no like beautiful beaches like there is in like Hawaii and Fiji and Puerto Rico and all of these beautiful what is wrong with my voice? There is like nowhere in the US where there's just like a beach that hasn't been commercialized. So yeah, it was just super nice to be on a beach that was just like just a beach. And there was like maybe a villa or two somewhere, I think they were talking about, but it wasn't like right on the beach. And then also there was like a couple food and drink shacks like on like a parking lot behind the beach, so it wasn't even like right on the beach, which is really awesome. So beautiful. It was literally perfect. It was exactly what I needed. Just like I have been craving a actual like a vacation that's good for my soul and like a relaxing one. I feel like every vacation that I've taken recently is kind of just like it's a lot. And this was a lot too. Like we were jam packing our days, but it was so Like, it just felt so good. And everything just, it felt right. Like, it just felt like a nice little, like, soul and mind cleanse, which sounds maybe a little, like, whoopy and, like, hippie, crazy, whatever. But it was exactly what I needed. We packed, like, drinks and food for the beach. So we stayed there for a really long time. And then after we left, we went back to the Airbnb. We all showered up. We took a little break. And then we made hot dogs. We made hot dogs as, like, a little appetizer. And then later in the night, we grilled pork chops. It was not me. The boys grilled pork chops and bell peppers, and it was nice. They were a little hard. They were a little bit charred. The grill was like really weird and confusing, and we couldn't really figure out how to use it, kind of, I think. So it wasn't the best pork chop I've ever had, but it wasn't bad. And it was nice to just like eat on our little porch. The view from our Airbnb was so cool. We were at like the top of this mountain. So it was just like a downward view of like, you could see the town, you could see the water, you could see all of like the grassy hills. It was so cool. After dinner, the boys wanted to go and fish, so they did that, and me and Maddie stayed back, and we watched a movie, and literally, like, halfway through our movie, we got a call saying that they stumbled into this bar that, like, had live music, and it seemed super fun, so they wanted to come pick us up, and we were like, damn it, like, we were both super tired, we were, like, super comfy on the couch, we were enjoying our movie, but we were like, you know what, we're on vacation, like, we can watch this movie whenever. So they came and picked us up, and then we went to this little bar, and let me tell you guys, I was so, like, I was in kind of a bad mood when we got there just because I kind of, like I said, I was tired. I kind of just, I wanted to be at home, but I kind of forced myself out. I also had a stomach ache and I just, like, was not feeling my best. So it was hard for me to get my vibe up. But once I did, it was such a fun time. Literally everybody in there was either a local from Culebra or they were from Puerto Rico. Like, there was not, like, it didn't seem like there was, like, a bunch of, like, tourists in there, if that makes sense. Like, I think there was two other white people. And they were from Britain, I believe. So it was very like authentic Puerto Rican experience, I think. And it was just such a fun time. Like, everybody was singing and dancing. They literally were so welcoming. Like, they wanted to talk to us and they wanted us to be involved in like the dancing and stuff. At one point, the guy that was singing like pulled us into the middle and like literally made them play Despacito because it would be like the only song that we would know. And it was so funny. It was like they gave Jack the microphone and Jack was like karaoke singing Despacito, and it was so funny. Like, we didn't know, like, yes, that's like the one song that like we would know, but we still don't know all of the words to Despacito. So like, he like knew half of the words, and it was just so funny. They were like forcing him to sing, so that was super freaking fun. And I'm glad that I left my little dungeon trailer movie moment to go and experience some live music and get a few drinks and stuff. We stayed there very late. That bar was open until 2, where the other bar that we went to the night before was only open until 11:30. So we were up until 2, or actually after 2, because we left the bar at like 2. Wait, I low-key think I forgot a day. I'm pretty sure we didn't go to the bar that night. Oh my gosh, I think I got this mixed up, but I don't know how to like go back and like make it make sense. I think I missed a day where we went and got snorkeling gear. I think I was, yeah. So the day after we went to Flamenco, we went and got snorkeling gear in the morning, and we ate this like really good breakfast at this little cafe, and then we went snorkeling and we saw sea turtles, we saw stingrays, manta rays, we saw a bunch of different fish and coral. The waves though were like still like, it wasn't like super wavy because it's like an area where like snorkeling is good, but there was like a rip current that was literally pulling us out, and like on the way out it felt fine, and then we like looked up after snorkeling for like 30 minutes and we realized how far away we were from the beach, and I think that we all kind of started to panic a little bit. And then like the swim in, like it wasn't like a tough swim in, but it was just a really slow swim in. Like you like, it took us probably, I don't know how long, but it took us a while to get back. And then that night after snorkeling is when we went into that bar. So I got this shit so mixed up. I don't even know what days any of this happened. I'm so sorry. Like, I don't even know if the pork chops were on that day now that I'm thinking about it. But the next day after snorkeling was the final full day, and we still had our snorkeling gear. So when we woke up in the morning, Jack called us from his camper, and he basically said that like he got a call or a text from this like tour guide, boat captain guy, that said they could bring us to this smaller island called Culebrita, which is an island that like nobody lives on. It's just like, you know, people go there and like visit for snorkeling, and I don't know if there is like surfing or like fishing or what all happens, but it's just like beautiful nature, beautiful beaches. And they do like tours where like you take a boat out there, and this is what we ended up doing this day. We took a boat out there and we just parked it at the beach for a few hours. There was like paddle boards you could use. We still had our snorkeling gear, so we were snorkeling, and there was actually nurse sharks, so that was super cool. I didn't see any more sea turtles this day or stingrays, but I saw a bunch of fish, and like there was a lot more coral, and then these nurse sharks that were literally like 5 feet away from us, and it was super cool. Beautiful crystal clear blue water. It was so awesome. I literally, like, I don't even know how this got so confusing. Like, I'm looking at my pictures in my camera roll just to like be able to see the timeline. But I think what happened is I had Leo send me a bunch of the pictures that he took. Like, I airdropped them to me halfway through the trip, so it made it like get out of order. I should have been looking. That's what I should have been doing. Yeah, I'm an idiot. My bad. Anyways, moral of the story, the trip was so great. We had some issues. We started off with this like big diesel like golf cart thing. It was like a four-door. There was like a trunk. It was a big thing. It honestly was like the size of a car. We just used that for the first day though, because it was like $100 a day, and like the other ones were like $40, and we didn't need a $100 a day golf cart. But it was nice for getting all of our luggage to our Airbnb and stuff. So after we dropped that golf cart off, we got like another one, and we got just like a normal golf cart. And we were having so many issues with it. Like, we tried to go to this one sunset beach one night before dinner. And well, first of all, it started pouring halfway through our drive, so our sunset beach was unfortunately just a storm beach. And our golf cart, like, its parking brake wasn't working. It would like barely start up sometimes. We were getting like stuck. It was honestly a shit show. So we ended up getting a new golf cart because we literally got stuck at, before we went snorkeling, the first time we went snorkeling, we literally got stuck at that breakfast place. And we had to go and like walk and get a new golf cart, and we just like left our other one there because it like wouldn't go. Wow, this was like actually the worst trip recap of my entire life, because my brain is completely fried right now. I feel like I'm not entertaining at all. Like, I honestly am just like thinking, oh my gosh, maybe I should scrap this entire episode, but I'm not gonna do that. I'm sorry. I'm recording this Tuesday and tomorrow's Wednesday and this needs to go up, and I need an episode. So I'm sorry, this is not the best episode, but moral of the story, the trip was amazing. We did so many cool, fun things, and I would 100% go back there if you have the opportunity to go anywhere in Puerto Rico. Go, like literally go. It's also like not very difficult. Like, if you are from the US, like it's nice because it's like, it feels like you're going out of the country. And you kind of are, because you're going to the Caribbean, but then also like it's part of the US, so you don't need a passport. It's like, it's basically like traveling to any other US state. So it's really easy. And also like we found inexpensive flights, and like our Airbnb was like $100 a night. Like, it was a pretty inexpensive trip for how much we got to do and see. I'm so sorry that it was all over the place. I have so much more that I need to do today, and all I want to do is take a nap right now. Like, I feel my body is shutting down. But as far as other life updates, I literally move next week. Like, oh my gosh. Today is Tuesday, March 5th, and I move on the 15th. So I literally move in 10 days, which is completely insane, and I'm not ready at all. Like, I haven't packed up anything. Don't have a couch, don't have a bed. Actually, I just ordered my bed frame, but I need to get a mattress and a box spring. I don't have a coffee table, a TV. I don't even have a TV. I don't have anything, you guys. And it's not good. It's stressing me out a lot, but I'm just like so tired right now. I don't even have like the energy to be stressed about it. Also, I went to Minnesota for my birthday weekend, and I spent it with all my girlfriends that go to UW-Madison. They like came up, and I have a few friends that go to Minnesota, so we all hung out. The boys from like our high school friend group came as well, and one of my friends, Eliza, flew in from Savannah and surprised, not me, but surprised everybody else, basically. She needed to tell me because I was the one driving from here to Minnesota, and she had to make sure that like I could bring her and my car wasn't full and everything. So yeah, I had a really great time. Friday night, I was like my actual birthday, and I had a time. Let me tell you, I had a time. I did not buy myself a single drink that night, but somehow I was gone. We can just say gone. Woke up in the morning, such a bad hangover, but I don't think it was a hangover because it lasted probably 5 days after that. I'm pretty sure I had a stomach bug. I literally sent myself to the ER the night before I left for Puerto Rico, or 2 nights before I left for Puerto Rico, because I was so scared that my pancreatitis came back. Like, I was going through it Saturday night in Minnesota. I literally didn't go out. Like, we spent the day at like a Darty, and then we went to dinner, and then all my friends like went out that night, and I just stayed at my friend's sister's and slept because I felt so sick. So that kind of sucked, but I'm glad that my stomach issues kind of passed so that I could go to Puerto Rico and be fine. Yeah, I guess that's kind of all that's been happening. I am so tired, you guys. I feel so horrible that this is my episode after returning from my birthday trip and my other birthday trip, and I don't know, I need to sleep, or I need like an energy drink, I need food, I need a coffee, I need something. So I guess thanks for listening, thanks for watching, I love you guys, and I will see you next Wednesday with hopefully a better episode than this one. I'm so sorry. I love you.